Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. For many years, November was synonymous with NaNoWriMo for National Novel Writing Month. It was a worldwide write-a-thon that occurred every year during the month of November. Writers were given the lofty goal of writing 50,000 words between November 1st and November 30th. While the original contest is no longer running, many writers still enjoy participating in the challenge. It's a great way to get serious about your writing, develop a regular writing routine, and push yourself towards a goal. This month on Word Labs, we're going to be focusing on the idea of a writing challenge and using some of the advice and ideas that you might take from doing something like NaNoWriMo to advance your skills and further your craft. So to begin with, how do you plan for something like this? Well, writers fall roughly into two camps based on their approach to writing. Some people like or need to have a solid outline in place before they start writing. They want a clear guide of where their story is going, which they can then flesh out as they write. This preparation led to the nickname of plotters. Other people are pantsers, which came from the idea of flying by the seat of their pants. They work from scratch and use inspiration and motivation to move their writing forward. Both options and approaches have their benefits. And again, like everything, writing is a very personal pursuit. So use what works for you and don't stress about fitting a mold not meant for you. While some writing instructors might advocate one style over another, it's because it's what worked for them. And just like there are many different learning styles, there are many different approaches to writing. And at the end of the day, it's got to be something that speaks to you, that you enjoy, and that you want to keep doing. If you're not sure about what camp you fall into, there's a good quiz on medium.com called Are You a Plotter or a Pantser? It's very simple, it's very quick, and I think it gives you an idea pretty easily of where you fall. So, for example, what is your idea of a perfect day? A, a cup of coffee at my favorite cafe, followed by a trip to the bookstore, then lunch with a friend, then 2 hours of writing, then a quick run, then dot, dot, dot. B, no plans. I like to see what happens. Another question. Do you lay out tomorrow's clothes before you go to bed? Of course, A, my mornings are busy enough without trying to figure out what to wear. Or B, of course not. What if I wake up the next morning and feel like wearing something different? You've had a stressful day and need to unwind. Do you rewatch a favorite movie or watch something you've never seen before? Answer A, favorite movie with my favorite flavor of ice cream under my favorite blanket. B, what has Netflix recommended for me today? There are a few more, but you can see that if you're leaning towards the A, you're probably a plotter. If you're leaning towards a B, you're probably a pantser. And it is possible to be both. So did you learn something new about yourself, or were you already aware of your best practice? Before you begin writing, and no matter what kind of preparer or spontaneous person you are, you do want to lay down a good foundation for yourself. This includes practical preparation, things like your story idea and schedule, and things like self-care routine. If you're doing something like a national November writing challenge where you're going to be writing 50,000 words, which is about 1,667 a day, you want to make sure that you are setting yourself up for success. And that's both physically and getting your head in the right space. This is a challenge, and while it can and should be fun and rewarding for you, it's easy to find yourself getting stuck, frustrated, overwhelmed, or burned out. And obviously, that is not what you want to take away from the experience. So, what's Word Labs here for? Whichever kind of writer you are, I hope that our November radio series has you covered in your preparation for this or any other kind of extended writing challenge. Each episode, we're going to explore different approaches to tackling a 30-day writing challenge with insights divided into two styles, the planners and the pantsers. So please tune in throughout the month to learn tips from both camps, and don't be afraid to mix and match the methods that inspire you most. Sometimes the best stories come from a blend of structure and spontaneity. So for something like a 30-day challenge or a marathon challenge of any kind, you're going to want to have a story idea before you start writing. You might have one already percolating, in which case that's great, but if you don't and you're starting from scratch, you'll want to take some inspiration and look to different places so that you're not scrambling at the last moment to try and grab an idea. One really good option, it's simple, it's easy, is to search writing prompts online. We do this a lot in our peer writing group when we're breaking the ice at the start of a class, or if people are feeling stuck and have come to the class unable to kind of get going with what they brought in to write. Google is your friend here. There are lots of different options. One that I particularly like is Reedsy, R-E-E-D-S-Y. They have literally hundreds of writing prompts, and they are divided into different themes, different genres, YA, romance, short stories, quick inspiration, et cetera, et cetera. There's another one from time of the pandemic on Substack, which is, I think it's called 731 Weirdly Specific Writing Prompts. So things like that can be fun, even if it's not what you end up writing. It can be a good warm-up exercise to get you in that creative mode. I would recommend with a prompt, giving yourself a timer for 5, 8, 10 minutes. You'll probably find that you have more momentum than you expect in that situation, but it can be a way to look at where are you taking this story? Because a prompt is a very simple, you know, often one or two sentence suggestion that can take you in a lot of different directions. And when you see where you end up going with it, it can be a hint towards an idea that you want to explore more fully. Other options, the classic, go with what you know. Do you have a recent memorable experience that you can build into a story? A wild dream that you'd like to take further? An event that you'd like to write a different ending to? These are all possible routes for creating your story. Another one, let your favorite book, show, or movie inspire you. Obviously not suggesting stealing someone else's story, but think about why the story was effective for you. Was it the strength or flaws of the main character? Do you love the story's setting, its world, its time period? Was there emotions that were evoked that you found really powerful? If you can start pulling those pieces together, you can start to build a picture of the kinds of stories you like seeing told and work on telling one yourself. So I'm going to put on a little bit of music now, and I'll give you a bit of time to do some Googling, do a prompt or two, or start jotting down ideas for going with what you know or some of your favorite movies and what you can draw out of that. And then we'll come back. Okay, we've done a little brainstorming on possible stories. One of the ways that you can test it out is by writing a short synopsis of your story. So one or two sentences. So for this, you can think about when you go to imdb.com or goodreads.com, something like that, and you're looking at summaries of movies or books that you're deciding to watch or read next. What do they tell you? And what in them makes you decide if you want to read or watch? They should, even in one or two sentences, describe the story's arc, who the main character is, what the conflict is, and what's at stake. It's the who, where, what, and why of your story. If you're able to write a one or two sentence story and you feel like you've got a clear sense of where you want to go, you can then go a little further and try writing a pitch for your story. Imagine you have written your story and you're trying to sell it to an agent or an editor. If you had to summarize your story in 250 words, could you do it? Are you able to touch on the 5 W's and give the reader enough information to get a clear idea of your story? This is a good exercise for pinpointing the key elements of your story, and you can use it as a roadmap if you're a plotter and you want to do that when you start writing, so you know what moments, conflicts, and characters you want to hit to drive your story forward. Even if you're a pantser, this can be a way of getting a couple of bullet points down for yourself, so that even if you don't have everything plotted out, you have an idea of things that you'd like to explore or that you'd like to try that you think might be cool. This is also a good way to assess whether your story sounds compelling enough to you to make the reader want to read it. Look at your pitch honestly and ask yourself, does it sound unique? Does it offer the reader something different, something authentic, something fun, something moving, something that's compelling? Or does it sound one note or generic? If it isn't jumping off the page the way you hoped it did, or if you feel like it's just not translating, this is the time to consider your plot and whether something like a person, place, or situation could be tweaked, changed, or removed to make things more interesting. Okay, so let's spend some time on that now. Even if it's just a rough idea that you had and it's not one that you're actively pursuing right now, this is a good practice to see if you can develop a one to two sentence synopsis and then build that out into 250 words and see whether it's speaking to you or not. Okay, so we're back. We've written our little synopsis. We've written our pitch. Now it's time to do some more writing. This next one, I'm going to break down into the plotter and the pantsers. My first suggestion is for plotters, those who want to go deeper before they get started. And then I'm going to offer a suggestion for people who are like, oh, this is already too much planning. I get it. If you are a plotter, you can go one step further. Once you've written 250 words, ask yourself, are you ready to write a full synopsis of your story's main plot points, beginning, middle, and ending? Take some time to write this out, about 500 to 1,000 words. Make sure your summary captures your main character's story, their main challenge or core conflict, and how the conflict is resolved or not resolved by your character and or the story you're planning to write. This is not meant to reveal every plot twist or every chapter, so don't stress about trying to cram every action and minor character into your summary. But you want to practice writing a synopsis that captures the key plot and overarching summary of your story. We will talk in later episodes about some of the things that you can consider when developing the synopsis, things like character development, world building, etc. So if this isn't speaking to you right now, and this isn't where you're at, that's totally fine. We will approach it later. Now for my pantsers. Here's a very alternative approach for the synopsis step that is more organic if that's the way that your mind works. So if leaping from a two-sentence plot to a two- or three-page synopsis seems like too much of a jump, you can try something called the snowflake method. This is going back to step one, summarize your story in one sentence. For example, a girl named Cinderella meets and marries a prince. Here we have the protagonist, a secondary character, and a basic trajectory. Now add a little more detail and rewrite it in just two sentences. An orphaned girl named Cinderella, who lives with her stepmother, meets a prince at a ball. They fall in love and get married. This is where you start to flesh out details. It's short, but you're giving a little bit more information about who your protagonist is, where they're coming from mentally and spatially, some more information on secondary characters, location, and the story's climax. If you're feeling like this is working for you, you can rewrite your summary into a paragraph. And for this, just consider what other details are important. So we have that orphan girl named Cinderella. What can we add in? Who is forced to become a servant to her wicked stepmother and gets a visit from her fairy godmother. Her fairy godmother makes it possible for her to meet the prince at a ball. Cinderella and the prince fall in love, but she must leave suddenly. He loses her, but then finds her again, and then they get married. So here we get a great little summary that checks all the boxes: introduction of protagonist and an antagonist, the challenge, climax, and resolution to the challenge. So it's just showing that you don't have to write everything down to have a sense of how you get from A to Z. So we'll spend the rest of today's show just giving you some time to try those activities. Plotters, you're going to start writing 500 to 1,000 words, making sure your summary captures your main character's story, their main challenge, core conflict, and how the conflict is resolved or not resolved by your character. If you are a pantser, write down one sentence idea about what your story is. Add another sentence giving a little bit more information, then build it into a paragraph. I hope that this little taste of the non-NaNoWriMo programming that Word Labs is offering proves helpful to you, proves interesting. If you want more advice and tips, please continue to tune in. We will see you here next week with some talk about world building.